So let's start without it. Okay. Says the Gemara. Next part of the Gemara. Daf Hey Amud Aleph. Ulamanda Omar Heilach Potur. The Manda Omar that says that Heilach is Potur. In other words, if you Maida B'mitzas and you say here it is, and therefore you don't have to make a Shvur D'Oraisa, Heilach, when you give it, you're Potur from a Shvur D'Oraisa. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says, why does a Pasuk have to learn? The Gemara learns it from a Pasuk that Kaka is Potter from a Shavua. They don't have to Enish Boy and Al Kvira Shibet Kakois. After all, every time I'm made of a Mixas B'Kaka, since Kaka is Kol Mokim, wherever it is, it belongs to the person, every Kaka is Heilach. So why do you need a special meal to tell me you potter from a shvua on karka, moide b'mitzas on karka, a shvua deraisa? You potter from a shvua, every karka by definition is heilach. Here it is, b'chol makim she'em. It belongs to you. So why do you need a meal to tell me that karka is potter from a shvua deraisa? Simple question. Hakol karka heilachu. Sigmar says, amalachol, Sigmar answers, it's the chka, you need the pasuk to tell me that karka is potter from a shvua. Where you dug pits into the karka. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. It's not heilach, because I destroyed it. What's Rashi saying? Simple pshat in Rashi. I don't know what Rashi is saying. So the Shita Mekubet says, brings down from the Rimagash, and the Magen Mishnah says that's Pshat Rashi. Says the number two, the Chichofa Baboy Rashich and Moros Lav Heilachu. The whole Lav Hainu Karka the Katoin Lei. Umishumachi Itzur Kolim Utele Meimre. The Chiyagam B'Mtazan Chayv Shvur. Davar Lemoyin Mixas Karka Upotter. In other words, we're talking about a case where I go to him. I say, Dovi, you owe me a piece of land. You owe me two pieces of land. You took from me, or you owe me two pieces of land. I borrowed, you know, money, and there's an offset against two pieces of land. You owe me two pieces of land, or these two pieces of land are mine. And you say, no, I only owe you one piece of land, and here it is. Or I owe you one piece of land, and the land that you showed that you owe me, you dug it up, you destroyed it. So there, in such a case, since I'm not telling you heilach, because you tell me, take that piece of land, that's a piece of land I owe you, and I say, that's not a piece of land I gave you. That's no good. So even though it's every piece of land is heilach, but since it doesn't get rid of, remember we said the svar in heilach is that it gets rid of the first half and the second half of your kreif ha-makoil. Here it doesn't get rid of the first half because I still want a piece of land. You're giving me destroyed property that you waterlogged and destroyed it. That's not, I don't want that. So therefore that's not considered heilach. You still a might of a mixas. So therefore you would have to make a shavua. Kamashul on the pasuk says, since it's kaka, there's no shvua al kfira shibet kakois. I think that's what the Rashi means to say. Look at Rashi. The lav heilachu, sharei kilkalo, because you destroyed it. Look at number 2a, the Magen Mishnah says, v'yesh leforish b'derech acheres v'loimah, shu toya noy shtei sadois, you owe me two pieces of land, v'hala moide loy b'sade achas, and I admit, I only owe you one land, u'v'soisa shemoide loy, and the one I admitted, chofa bo boirois. V'nimsa the lav heilachu sharei eino machzir lo k'moshi. So I'm not returning this. I don't want this piece of land. That's not what I want from you. And therefore, the fact that you're admitting to this piece of land, it's not heilach. So therefore, that would not pater you because it's not heilach. Nevertheless, it's kvira shivet kakois, and that's why you need a pasuk to tell me that you pater on moide mitzas by kaka. Yeah.
So,
good point. In other words, what's the Gemara's question? That I'll tell you the reason why. I think the Gemara learns. No. Heilach doesn't work in all those.
Only on Maimonides?
Yeah. Well, otherwise, what's a. Otherwise. No, otherwise, sure. Only Maimonides.
If it's trading things you're tying them, maybe.
No. Only on Maimonides. But I think the Gemara learns. I might be wrong. I think Nimar learns Tur Kaka, Kfirashiv Kakois, from the Pasuk of Moide Mitzas.
It's from Moide Mitzas.
I think so. I think so.
But didn't we originally learn that a halak is when really it's on the object, when you can say, here's the object, take it? We even question whether it should work with money.
Okay.
So that's what the problem with the land is. It's not the same land. I can't say, here's your object, take it back. It's no longer the
right,
land.
Right. That's what Rashi means. I destroyed it, and therefore, that's not what I mean.
I'm assuming you accept the fact that halak really... based on an object, which is, you know, except that the question last time. So how does it work with money?
Okay. Okay, thing. But by Kaka, clearly it is the same thing.
Like,
so you think Pshat and Rashi makes sense? Right? It's understandable. Meaning it's not Halach, because it's not what it was on. It's a new thing. Clearly I don't want this. It doesn't apply Halach. You're just strengthening Pshat and Rashi. You're asking questions, correct? What do you mean, Lashon Kelk? Because if he didn't destroy it, then it's Halach. Then that's the land that I asked.
In other words, it's a Shinoi. Why isn't it?
What's a Shinoi? Well, what's a Shinoi? Okay.
Because Shinoi, then you can come on there, okay, but that's not the same thing. I think it's something different.
Maybe.
Not,
I'll tell you why, because it's just a Shinoi, it's the same land. So what? You built a house in it?
We see by the name and the whole concept.
I hear, because that's Cain Shigar.
Maybe there's a different ownership.
Okay.
There's a different
ownership. Okay.
If Shinoi is not 100% returned.
What?
Maybe they'll still have a Taina on.
So that's the way to mix us. So you're right, the rest you'll have to make a shvu on. The reason why you don't make a shvu is because the kfirah shivit kakos. But whatever I'm giving you should be some form of halach.
Maybe it's undo a change. Maybe it's a shot that's not really halach because it's not really a full halach.
Right. That's exactly what I don't want it at all. That's what made the answer to your question. If I make a little shinui, somewhat it is a halach. So then it's a still way to make sense. You should make a shvu. Right? Or at least you're part from a shvu because it's some form of halach. So you tell me you made a shinui, but somewhat I'm giving it back. Unless it's kilkula, then the whole thing I'm not considered, it's not part of my original taina, and therefore, that's the way Rashi learns, you know, seems to be simple pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam seems to learn a different pshat. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, the Rambam in Per Kamishi, Halacha Beis. Shtei sodas mechaltali. Guy says, you owe me, I sold you two pieces of land. Learn mechalti lechol achas. And the guy says, no. I only sold you one piece of land. Not that I gave you money for two pieces of land. The guy's only one. Shnei avodim shnei shtovah tzeis lebiyotachir. Ein lecha biyodi el shtayechot e'eved echot ha'rezing ish behesis. Why? Because it's moide b'mitzas and kaka. You potter, right? You're moide. The guy says, you sold me two pieces of land. Give me both pieces of land. Not true. I only sold you one piece of land. Here it is. So the reason why you potter, because it's moed mixas, but it's kaka, so there's no shavua, ain't it's moed, neither shavua says this.
Well, Rambam holds halach potter, right?
Halach potter, correct.
So is this halach, or is this
ain't it's moed like a kos? Okay, we're going to get soon. V'chein im ton, v'om v'chotzezu, evet zu, eshtar zeh, sheish b'otcha sheliyu, v'atem chatli, v'atem nitzloy meloy dvorem oylom, b'en sheh v'ten echot b'en shloy, v'er ez nishmese v'niftar. Right, that's the case clearly, because ain't it's moed like a shivet kakos. Right, because that's talking about without halach, without being moed mixas. Nishma heses v'niftar, why? You don't make a shivu on kaka. Continues the Rambam. V'chein, ha-choyfe b'sodech ha-veroi, boi roi shichinu mo'orois, v'ifsido, in other words, a guy destroys somebody else's field and he has to pay. The guy says, you destroyed my land. And the guy says, not true. I did not destroy the land. He says, you destroyed two of my properties. You have to pay me. Why? You destroyed two of my lands. You're a mazik. I only destroyed one piece of land. In other words, the guy says, you destroyed two of my lands, and you're mazik, you destroyed two of my lands, and the other person says, no, I only destroyed one piece of your land, so I only have to pay you X amount, so even though I'm a made of mixas, I'm potter. Why am I potter? Because ein ish boin al shibut kakois. Correct? So Ram says that's what our Gemara is coming to tell me. In other words, our Gemara, right, is not, this case is not a case of halach. Why is it not a case of halach? Because if a guy goes over to you and says, listen, Dovi, you destroyed two of my properties. And you say, no, I only destroyed one of your properties, correct? So you're not giving me anything. You're telling me, you're admitting to me you destroyed one of my properties. You owe me money. There's no halach. But maybe you have to make a shvuah moedah mitzvah. Because I say you owe me $2,000 for two properties you destroyed. I say I only destroyed one of the properties. I owe you $1,000. There's no halach. You're not giving me anything. Still, you're potter. Why? Because it's kvira shibut kakos. Since it lands, so you have to make a shvuah moedah mitzvah. There's no shvuah here because it has to do with land. Kvira shibut kakos. So the Rambam learns that's pshat in our Gemara that says that halach is potter. Why do you ever have a case of shvuah on moedah mitzvah by kaka? Why do you need a ptur of kaka? Halach is potter. I'll find you a case where you have a shvuah of moedah mitzvah where it's not a case of halach and you're still potter because it's kaka. What's the case? If I come over to you and I tell you you destroyed two of my properties and I say no, I only destroyed one of your properties. So therefore, there's no halach over here. You might have mitzvah, you have to make a shavua. You don't have to make a shavua. Why? Because since it's land, so therefore, Enish boy nakfila shivik hakoyis, that's how the Rambam learns pshat in our Gemara. The Rambam got this from our Gemara. So look in the Rambam number 4. Look in 3a. The Magen Mishnah says, V'chein ha'choyfi v'sod ha'chaveiro, din zeh yotzel rabbeinu, v'ma'ash hikshu per kam de metzir. L'man o mehelach potter, l'ma yitzach kol imutik ha'koiz, mishvuz mo'ed mikzah tebe li d'chol kaka helachu, pir t'chol echris, mishvuz demor isa, v'tirzu, ki yitzako hecha d'chopo b'rashich l'mor ois. M'faz rabbeinu, v'tanos l'ma l'chafira, shezeh toin z'chopo bo, v'yziko yoyz ma shezeh moida. V'abi shvuzi hidomim, kivin shi, mach muskakein ule shvuz ha'teira. So why is this considered kaka? So since it comes from the kaka, so I'm calling you saying you owe me two pieces of property that you destroyed. And the guy says, no, I only destroyed one piece of property. There's no halach, he's not giving him anything. He owes him a piece of property. So therefore, there's no halach, there's a shvuah by the mitzvah. Still you don't make a shvuah because it's kaka. Comes along the ravid, and the ravid says, huh? Why is this kaka?
Do you have more to mix us by mazik?
Yeah. Why not?
That's why I have or because.
Anything. Mazik, havov, anything. You owe me money. You owe me $2,000. I only need $1,000.
Yeah.
What is that? Only $2,000 because of halva or because of mazik?
Because, what's the difference?
The chiddush over here is, the Rambam says, that even though this mazik is coming from land, that's kfira shibut kakois. Comes along the rivet and says, why is this kfira shibut kakois? I tell me you owe me $2,000 because you destroyed two of my properties. And I say I only destroyed one of your properties. I only get $1,000. That's mammon. That's not kaka. Why is that kvira shivat kakos? Why are you potter from a shmuel moedah mitzvah?
Who comes in with mazik and assesses the amount of the damage? The guy on his own can say whatever he wants. Doesn't a bezdin come in?
So let's say.
How do you do moedah mitzvah?
See, so he's saying.
Then comes in and says you're a mazik and you owe $2,000, and he says no, I only own one. Bezin said two.
No, Bezin says how much is the property? We don't know what happened, right? He says you damaged me two properties, and I say I damaged you one property. Whatever it is, it's some form of money mitzvahs. I'm admitting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Bezin comes in and says
without Bezin, without Bezin. What do you mean? I'm without Bezin. I say Joey, you damaged two of my properties, and you owe me 2x, and you say, I damaged one of your properties, I only owe you 1x. That's a moedah mitzvah. The Rambam says, yeah, but that's kaka, and therefore there's no shvuah. Comes along the ravid,
b'chein avodah shi gemurish.
Wait, I don't think why it should be different.
I say, the svar of moedah mitzvah is chazaka ain't on the main part
of. Okay.
So if I damage you, there's no chazah.
Why? I don't want to pay the whole thing.
No, you didn't do me a favor. I don't feel obligated to you.
Hey. You say meichat is by mazik, this is the thing. Okay, but the halacha of moedah mitzvahs, you're right. The svara starts because of ain't on the meis, and maybe
there's a custom.
Yeah, but we're saying once there's a moedah mitzvahs, I'm admitting to part of your taina, then that's automatically shayim akiyuz there. Then it's chayiv shvur. You tell me, you're right. The svara of migdal, you're right. Maybe it doesn't work out so well. Correct. But at the end of the day, I'm clearly moedah and half the taina. So why is it not clearly? There's no question no question is moedah mitzvahs. The Ravid, let me just show you the Ravid. The Ravid argues on the fact that it's karka. That the Ravid argues on. The Ravid says, why is this karka? The Ravid says, you owe me 2,000, 2x. We don't know how much. 2,000 or 2x, and you admit it to 1x. That's chayv. That's mammon. That's not karka.
Well, Okay, so
why is it cheaper? You owe me money.
Backed by land.
It's not backed by land.
It is backed by land.
What difference I tell you? You broke my hat, two of my hats, and you say I broke one of your hats? Well, I say you broke two of my pieces of land. I only broke one of your lands. You're not giving me a piece of land.
And maybe I can seize the land.
So that's by magic, could you seize
that's
land?
Yeah,
okay, so that's every time like that. That's shibud. He asked me another question. If you hold shibud of the raisa, then why is it every time not considered kibbutz same?
What? The land of the guy who's being co-ed.
Correct. Correct. You owe me money, baby. You have no land. You damage a piece of property.
Land,
correct.
You
damage a piece of property. Why is that karka? What's the shot? Doesn't make sense. The rabbi doesn't look at the rabbi. Oh, my wrong. Nirin dvarim. So the rabbi argues. The rabbi says, you know what the case is talking about? The case is talking about that I'm not going over to you and telling you you owe me for the damage to your property, you damage me, and you owe me $2,000. No. You owe me because you broke, destroyed my property. You have to fill up the property.
So?
You got to fill up the hole. So I'm tever you two times land, and you're masking, I got to fill up one piece of land that I'm masking, not the other one. So I'm moiga on the land, says the Rivet, that's Kvira Shibat Kakois. Otherwise, says the Rivet, it's just a chayv. There's no money. What? Exactly. I'm to bear you two piles of dirt, and you're made of one pile of dirt. This Rivet says, look at number, fascinating. By the way, very famous Rambam. Chayv b'borah shichim avayis, everybody knows the Rambam, look at number 3b. B'chayna chayv b'borah shichim avayis, harayz v'nish v'es alakol, meaning there's no shvu of might mix them because it's kaka. Om Avram, nirin dvorim, it must be talking about, shetovoy lemalois hachafirois. I'm demanding you to fill up the land. And then you're admitting, one piece of land I fill up, the other one I'm not. Then it's made of mikdas on karka. If you're demanding to pay what you damaged, it's like any money. It's like the case, chavalto bishtayim, what's that case? Well, I'll tell you what that case is. The case the Gemara says in Shavuos. The Gemara talks about that most of the Shavuos we have are Shavuos ha-niftarim. Right? You make a Shavuos to be part of something. The Gemara says some cases are Shavuos ha-noitlim. Shavuos de Rabbonon, Shavuos ha-noitlim. What's the case, a classic case of Shavuos ha-noitlim? A poel. Chenvani al pinkasai, right? Guy comes over and says, you owe me money for the work I did. He doesn't remember how many people he owes money. So you can make a shavua and you can take. Another case in Gemara says, shavua sanaitlim is hanechbal. What does that mean? If you two people come into a room and the guy is good, right? You see nothing happened to him. And then you see he comes out and the guy's all beaten up and he has black and blue. He's missing an ear. His ear's bitten off. And the guy comes over to him and he says, you hurt me twice and you owe me X amount. And the guy says, not true. I only hurt you. I don't hurt you at all. So then halach is that the guy who's hurt can make a shvua that he was hurt by the other guy and collect the money. It's a shvua sanoitlim. Rav Yehuda says no. He can only make a shvua sanoitlim if it would have been a shvua smoyde mitzvahs. So look at me more number 5 on the sheet. Kol ha-nishboim shabotech ha-nishboim v'lo mishalmim v'em nishboim v'noitlim ha-sochir, ha-nigzal, ha-nechbal, etc., etc. Nechbal keitzat, hoye mi idem oise shenichnas tachas yodai sholein v'yotze chavul, that came out hurt, bo mele chavalti, bo yavoy mele chavalti, hareze nishba v'noitel. The guy can make a shvua. You see he's hurt, he can make a shvua. Reb Yudai me, at shetesha miktas edo keitzat, o mele chavalti b'shtayim, v'halo ime, le chavalti b'chol achas. The only time you can make a shvua sanoitlim is if the guy is already a moide b'miktas, then instead of him making the shvua, then you can make the shvua that you damaged me twice. So then you can make a shvua as a shvua sanaitlim. Says the Ravit, now wait a second. Why do you make a shvua over there, shvua sanaitlim, instead of the shvua made in mitzvahs? After all, isn't karka, you don't make a shvua on karka. And Adam, huksha lekakois. That's the Ravit's question. Oh, that's a machlekes. It means only Eved, Oikim Dechurin. But obviously the Ravit held. I understand. Yeah, they'll discuss it. The place and the shach, they all discuss it. I'm not going to that. But the Ravid's raya was, well, The fact that I say, you damaged me twice, and you say, I only damaged you once, and I can make a shvuah hanoiklin instead of you making shvuah my mitzvah, says the Ravitz, there's anyway no shvuah over here. Because English boy, alavodim, on people, kakoyt, all the same thing. So why do you make a shvuah? Because if I say you damaged me twice, even though it's because of physical damage, that's not a shvuah on kaka or on a person. That's money. Same thing over here, says the Ravitz. If I say you damaged two of my fields, and you admit to damaging one of the fields, says the Ravitz, that's not shvuah on kaka, that's money. So why over here you potter? It must be, says Ravitz, a scenario where I can tell you, hey, you have to fill up my field, and if I'm demanding two piles of dirt, and you're admitting to one pile of dirt, that's the machlekes, Rambam, and the Ravitz. How to learn pshat in our Gemara. The Rambam learned it from our Gemara. Where did Rambam get this halacha from? The Rambam got the halacha from the case. The Gemara has a question, how do you ever have a case of Moed Mitzvahs because Halach is Pater? Says the Rambam, no. In the case where I'm admitting to damaging one of your fields, so it's not Halach because I owe you money, but it's still considered Karka because it comes from Karka. So coming from Karka and it's not Halach, that's why the Rambam holds that is considered the case of Nishboim Matfir Hashiva Kakois without the case of Halach. That is the Rambam, the Rambam argues. So,
according to the Rabbi, if the argument was to put, I want you to sew back on my ear, I think you took both ears off, and he says, no, I only took one.
That doesn't apply by the Rabbi, obviously.
Well,
can't do that.
It wouldn't be a shua.
What?
It wouldn't be a shua, even though it's like
the yeah, you're right. That's exactly his riot. That's a Rabbi's riot. That's what the Rabbi says. In the case of, what's the name? In the case of chavala, where you damage a person personally, you hurt him. So since it's not possible to demand him, right? That possibility is that stuff. And clearly we see your chayav.
So in this case, so what if the guy who claimed the damage is a world class plastic surgeon, and he's not claiming money; he's claiming fixed.
Yeah, so the rabbi's in such a case. You also be potter in chalami. That's exactly his case. Otherwise, he says. Otherwise, according to the what's name. That's what the Rambam says. That's why I protect myself. Otherwise, according to you, Rambam, his kasha is, why in the case of Chavala, are you chayiv a shvua, and therefore you can make a shvua sanaitlim? After all, it's coming from a person, just like it's coming from Karka, you should be part of a shvua. The Rambam says, according to me, it doesn't apply, unless you're a world-class surgeon. Otherwise, that's exactly the Rambam's raya. That's the machlekes, Rambam, and the Rambam's on chayfa ba, bara shichin boris. Now.
Even when the Rambam, I'm claiming to you, you need to fill my hole.
Could I demand it from you?
No, but that's Michael. You damaged my hole, and I want you to fill it up. How is that? Basically, you're asking for the labor. It's not on the car, right? It's a step. It's not on a pile of dirt, right? It's not the dirt. It's the labor.
I know. I understand. So you're right. That itself is a question.
Dirt is worthless.
Correct. But I can hear that the fear at least is no. I can. In other words. The karka that's there, I don't owe you more. So the time is not on karka, it's not on money, it's on karka.
It isn't a shvua on karka, it's always on the monetary value. It's not on the grass and the rocks and the.
No? Yes, it is. Yes, it is on the karka. Any shvua on karka is only on the karka, I would think.
No, yeah, but it's only because it's worth something. At the end of the day, it's always about the money. No?
No, I understand. So you're limiting that Ainus Boyin Al Kakois. Ram makes sense?
I think so. Because
why?
Your whole claim is from the land.
It's not on land, it's regular chayv.
It's a soil.
It's a chayv. Why is that Ainus Boyin Al Kakois? Because the original Shibud was Kaka?
What are we going to Bezdin about?
I'm damaged, you caused me damage. Who cares where the damage came from? I understand the Ravitz.
The Torah excluded Karka from Shvuah.
But that Shvuah is not in the Karka. Shvuah and Karka means you owe me two pieces of land. I'm asking for one piece of land. That's Karka. The Shvuah is not a Karka. The Shvuah is on Chayv damage. Mazikin.
It's on amount of land that damaged the land. Why should it matter?
I know, because it's a Chiddush to say that money which I owe you from damaging the land, that's a regular Mazik. What things if I damage your land, or I damage your house, or I damage your ear, or I damage your car? It's the same thing. It's all money.
No, it's not.
The value of the land has changed.
Right.
It was a $100 piece of land. Now it's an $80 piece of land.
Okay. So therefore what?
So it's not karka. It's the difference
It's on money, you're saying.
Difference in the values.
That's a machlokes Rambam Raivid. Fine, fine. What's a machlokes, before we go any further, what's a machlokes Rambam Raivid depending on? What are they arguing on? Why are they arguing? Why does Rambam hold that's considered kaka, and the Raivid holds that's not considered kaka? How do you learn Kosher Pshat?
What's the broader definition of what?
I know. Nisboim, Makhlokes, Shabbat, Kakois. Everything which has anything to do with land. Okay. So, the Machan Ephraim says the classic Hakira. Machan Ephraim has a classic Hakira, and his question is that every Mazik, listen to this classic Hakira. Simon Aleph in Hilchus Nisken Momin. You have to know this Machan Ephraim. Every, what's a Hakira?
What, by Mazik?
Yeah.
Restoration or compensation?
That's very simple. That, beautifully said. The Machan Ephraim says, every time I'm Mazik, what am I chayav to pay? Am I chayav to restore it? Or am I chayav to pay you for the damage that I caused? Mazik, not gzeila. Gzeila, then I have to pay
that's also
restoration.
Pash
is
like
gzeila is kein shegozal, right? And Machan Ephraim says nafkaminas are if it goes up in value, if it goes down in value. In other words, do I have to pay you to restore what I destroyed? That's my chiyuv. Well, my chiyuv is no. Once I damaged it, I got to pay you money what it was worth. I got to compensate you what it was worth. So the Machan Ephraim will say the machlik is Rambam Raivit. It's very simple. The Rambam holds that the chiyuv is restoration. So therefore, the fact that it came from land, that's not the vart that it came from land. The vart is that if you destroyed somebody's, I say you destroyed me two pieces of land, so then you're right, I'm asking you for money. I'm asking for money. Really, I'm asking you to restore my land. You can pay money instead. But really, I can destroy it. Machan Ephraim says, for example, if at the time I destroyed your land, it was worth $100, the land that I destroyed. And now in order to fix the land only costs $30. Can I give you $30? Or do I have to give you $100? Says the Machan Ephraim, according to the first right, I give you $30. When I destroyed it, was $100. Doesn't make a difference. My whole chiyuv mamon only comes because it's in order to restore the item. So the Rambam, that's very simple. If I'm restoring a car, that's metalsalin. If I'm restoring land, that's kaka. Because my chiyuv mamon is also really because of kaka. That's exult, kfir shivat kakois. Mashenkin arrive and learns that the chiyuv is not restoration, but compensation. You've heard this chakir before, right? Because it came in your head, restoration, compensation. So therefore the chiyuv is compensation. So therefore the chiyuv is mamonous. As soon as I'm mazik, it's a mamonous dikha chiyuv. Then the rabbi says, doesn't make a difference. Whether it's a car, whether it's land, it's all mamonous. It don't have the svara of kfira shivat kakois. And therefore the rabbi says, the only case you'll have of kfira shivat kakois is only when I'm demanding you land. You have a question, demanding your land also doesn't help. How does that work? I don't know, but that's what the Raivit says. Got it. But at least that's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Raivit. Look very quickly, Machan Ephraim number 6. Misha hizik shum chevet mechaveiroi v'yishova v'yisrasho chamisha. At the time of damage, it was worth 5. V'achyach b'shas b'rozen huzal. It's only worth v'yishova v'yishova. It went from $100 piece of land to $30. Kama chayv l'shum, how much you have to pay? דיברו על איני גזי לקיים ומחייב לשם חבישו כמו ישו בשעס גזי לבין יכול לתת מאפיל להחזיק לי אחר כמו שגוזל ואיך משלו, in other words, by גזי ל right? The halach is like this. If I steal something from you, I can return the item that I stole. But if I did not, if that item that I stole is gone, I cannot give you a similar item if it went down in price. The chiyuv גזי ל is what I stole from you. I stole from you $100 item, either I return you that item itself, or I give you $100. But if the item went down now to $50, I can't go buy the item $50 and give you the item.
Shomen,
right. You gotta give you the price of what it was at the time of Gzela. Vikila meima dafka gabe gazel dach vochi. Chum de ol gali kroke eitse gazel. Abisha mazik gebe shal sakit shiach de kli ache kumel shizik. Vafka gav da ashe nishova kach mikova. And then he wants to say, right from the Rambam, that talks this talk about this case, it's complicated Rambam. But at the end of the day he says, Vapid volum number 6c, Nira, the Mishumach lechilek Rambam, ferkei mechstoyin, gam mashkotzer v'chein chavir ba'osid v'moiris, v'viv sidua, v'tonu shechavashtayin b'om lechfat elechot, harezin ish behetzes. V'isigol avraivet, dim zetz hava l'sham lepischoy, harei kishat v'yif mamoin, that by the land, who cares that it came from property, at the end of the day, it's only money. The chiven, the ein zechayv l'sham l'dom, ein chayv l'mal sechaviris, elem shereitim sham l'mam shibzit, he says, no, that by land also, when I damage the land, so really, then the chiyuv mamon only comes as instead of giving up the land, paying back the land, restoring the land. But my ikachiv is restoration. And since my ikachiv is restoration, even if I'm giving you money, it's only a kium, a fulfillment of restoration. Hence, the shvua is on restoring. By the way, that's what you meant, I think, no, when you said that my, how much is my land worth? Because the chiv is restoration. So therefore, it's kvira shibir kakois. Ma she'en kein, 6D, lefizia nere de raibit svira lei, de mishosh izik, de schaib de meizik, avil chemuzach hem sham shal zik, ba pizia yore de chalakein. And that's svara in the raibit. They said, no, it's not restoration, rather it's compensation. So the question with that is, it's a nice svara. First of all, Chaznish argues in the whole Machne Ephraim. And he says clearly the Svara is like the Rivet, he has Gemaras that say like him, the Chiv is not restoration, the Chiv is only compensation. He has Rais like that, not like the Machne Ephraim. And he says that the Svara is that you have to pay money. Money is the Chiv, not restoration. And therefore, to say this, the Machlik is Ram Rivet, is hard to say. Question number one. Question number two, I think, is that it doesn't answer the Rivet's Raya, right? The Rivet has a kasha that if the Rambam is right, that what does it mean the Chiyuv is restoration? You have to fix the guy, you have to fix up the land. That's the Ikka Chiyuv. So then why does the Gemara say that I say you hurt me on two places? And you say I only hurt you on one place. So the Gemara says you can make a Shavua. If the Chiyuv is, like the Rambam, restoration, so restoration is the person, right? So that's, you're right, I have to pay you money, but it comes from the person. It's restoring the person. So then why do we say there's a Shavua Deraisa over there? After all, that should be like a person, Karka, and it should be Batim and Shavua. It's not going to help you with the Rivet has a Raya that a Chiyuv is not restoration. Because he's talking about a person, and by person there's a chiv shvua. Why is there a chiv shvua? If the chiv is restoration, person is the same restoration. I hurt you, I gotta fix you up. You're right, I can't fix you up. If I'm a doctor, I can fix you up. Otherwise, I can pay you money. But a chiv money is mazik by a person, is no different than mazik than a guy karka, or mazik by anything else. So why then would you have a chiv shvua? After all, it should be like karka, and it should be like a person, and therefore it doesn't really answer this question of the rivet. So, the Reb Chaim, there's a famous Reb Chaim, I still fully don't understand Reb Chaim, like all Reb Chaims, I never really understood a real Reb Chaim. Maybe I put the whole thing inside almost, maybe we can understand it, read it together, because it looks so simple, and really, I can't really understand it. Maybe together, we can understand it. But he says like this. He says, Reb Chaim says like this. His Chaim says, wait a second, I'm taking a whole new approach in the Rambam. It's not really a new approach, but it's a little, you know, a different way of looking at it. He says, wait a second. The Rambam clearly says that if I say that you... The Rambam Svara, for some reason, is that if it's... there's no Shavua on a monetary claim if it comes from a land claim. Meaning, if my monetary... it's not a monetary claim. My monetary claim is because I say you damaged my property, then there's no Chiyuv Shavua for some reason. That's what the Rambam says. The Machne Ephraim will say, yeah, because it's only restoration. It's not monetary, it's restoration. We're not going with that. It is compensation. But compensation from a land claim, the Rambam says, there's no Chiyuv Shavua. Right? No Chiyuv Shavua, ain't it's more Chiyuv Shavua Kakos. So the Rabbit asked the question, the Chaim asked the question, and the Kseis really asked the question, that, and the Kseis asked the question, that, there's such something else besides a shvua. There's something called a karban shvua. What's a karban shvua? If I say you make me a shvua, and you make a shvua on money that you don't owe me the money, right? Not a shvua's moed mikzas. I say you owe me $1,000, and you make a shvua that you owe me that you don't owe me $1,000. You make shvua. Mashbiachoni v'oyma amen. No, you went to make shvua only in Bezdin, but you made a shvua. You didn't have to make a shvua, you made a shvua. And it turns out, you're nishba l'sheker, you made a shvua sheker, willingly and knowingly. What's halacha? In Hilchis Korban, you have to bring a korban shvua. You have to bring an asham, that's a pasuk in the Torah, but chichesh b'am bisoy, shvuas apikodin, the perik in shvuas, in Masechta Shvuas talks about, that if you make a shvua knowingly, falsely, then you have to bring a carbon shvua. That's the halacha. Now, the Gemara learns out that there's no carbon shvua on karka. There's no carbon shvua on karka. Right?
If you made the
shvu on karba, there is no carbon shvu. There's no carbon shvu. What? Even if you lied. Even if you lied.
But there is no shvu on rice on karba.
Well, no, I know, but if you made a shvu sheker, shvu sheker on a voluntary shvu on karka, there is no carbon shvu. So the what's the name? So the problem is that the Gemara in Shavuos talks about where it's a also it's a Eines umefata, which is you owe me money on the fact that you're ma'anes, the child, the daughter, Eines umefata, which comes from a person, right? So then Allah says, if you make a shvua sheker, here, look at number 7, onasto pitito es biti, vuoim eloi nasti veloi pititi, mas biacha ani v'omer omein, chayof. Then you have to make a yechayof, and you have to bring a carbon shvua, even though it comes from a person. Or the next case, amalei chaval tobi vasisa bi chabura. The guy says, "You made a chabura in me. You damaged me. You hurt me." V'uaim lei chaval tobi vasisa bi chabura. Mas biacho ani va'amar amen chayav. You make a carbon shvua. So even though there is no carbon shvua on kaka, and there is no carbon shvua on a person, but there is a carbon shvua on money emanating from damage to a person. So the Chaim says, ask the question, that wait a second, if you tell me according to the Rambam, or not according to the Rambam, if you tell me according to the Rambam, that there is no shvua on money emanating from karka, so why is there, yes, a carbon shvua on money emanating from damage to a person? In other words, what's the difference between a shvua and a carbon shvua? Meaning, what's the difference between a shvua that we don't make a shvua mighty mitzvahs on money emanating from karka, that's a Rambam. You don't make a shvua on money emanating from a mighty mitzvahs. But if I made a false shvua on money emanating from a person, then you will have to bring a carbon shvua. What's the difference? That's the Tzaisa's question. Look at number 8.
According to Rabbi, why is that okay?
Rabbi, because Rabbi holds that all consider money. So you always make a shvua.
And on the karka?
Real karka, not. But money coming from karka, the Rabbi says, that's money. You make a shvua on that. But the Rambam who says, money coming from karka, you don't make a shvua, for some reason, swearing falsely on money coming from karka or coming from a person, you will bring a carbon shvua. What's the difference? Y'all see the question? Look at number 8. It's money coming from a person. You got to pay me because I hurt you as a person. So then, and you make a shvua sheker, and it turns out you made a false shvua. You bring a carbon shvua. Why? It's coming from a person. So why money coming from a person, you do bring a carbon shvua? According to the Rambam, money coming from a karka is potter mishvua. Uve emes, shemizek kasha lan, lan hevizi arayvet, rachiv kam shvua, vime de reise, ulaid nam bizet chesh, mchal tu mevosis bi chabura, lech vat vlesi bi chabura, mezhe vat vlesi bi chabura, lom hevizi arayvet, mahach tach vat vlesi shnaim, et cesh, 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 et
Well, I was about to say, there's a difference in carbon shvua and shvua.
What's the difference?
I don't know.
What do you think the difference is?
Carbon shvua and shvua?
Yeah. Says Reb Chaim, I'll tell you what he says.
Because once you exclude karka from carbon shvua, then everything
left. No. What?
If you exclude karka from carbon shvua,
then money coming from karka, that's not excluded. Why not? Says Reb Chaim, very simple. I'll tell you why. Because shvua on money coming from karka, since it's coming from karka, so you look at what is the mechayev of the shvua. The mechayev of the shvua is my claim, my dinu dvarim with you. So money coming from karka is also the mechayev is karka. That's part of the shvua. Masha'en came by carbon shvua, what's the mechayev? What the taina was? Or the fact that you lied and stole from me by lying. So the fact that by carbon shvua, the chiyuv is not the taina between us. The chiyuv is the fact that you lied And by lying, you stole from me. That is already all money. Doesn't make a difference where the line comes from. At the end of the day, the chiyuv is not that we I had a taina on karka and you denied it, or because of taina karka came money. No, that's by shvua. Here, by carbon shvua, the mechayev is the fact that you lied, and by lying on the shvua, you stole money from me. That is money. Doesn't make this where it comes from. Read it inside and tell me if you understand. Well, let's read inside slowly. Slowly, slowly.
So the Torah excludes karka from this day,
correct.
Right? So then why would Torah anything that's domel karka be included?
In which case? But I know, but... Not common shvur. In yeah. Regular shvur?
No.
Oh, let's read inside. Slow down. Let's read the 8a. Vanirim is emivor. It seems clear. This is Reb Chaim, by the way. If we can't figure out Reb Chaim, it's pretty bad. It's Reb Chaim, right? Every yeshiva bacher, every little kid learns Reb Chaim, right? Well, I tell you, I never understood Reb Chaim. I'm never still exactly. Still today, I still haven't figured out a real Reb Chaim.
He says it's clear.
I never understood it. Let's read it together. Vanirim is emivor. The chalak din carbon shvur midin chiyav shvur. The afagav the trevayu less nu bekarkois. Even though both of them do not exist by karka, which means karka there's no shvur and there's no carbon shvur either on karka. If I tell you owe me two karkois, and you tell me I only owe you one karka, I make a shvur. I tell you owe me two karkois, I owe you nothing. Make a shvur. You make a shvur, and it turns out you're lying. You potter. Mikomakim leinyan demei karka chalukinheim de bemis. Hare atashlumim shemischayev behem have a metaltlin. Chaim says, wait a second. Every money, it's all metaltlin, correct? If I ask you, you damaged two of my properties, and you say, yeah, I damaged one of the properties, it's money we're talking about. I'm not asking you for karka. It's money we're talking about. Vehem kechol metaltlin da'almim. Really, it's all money. V'ho de posak ha-rambam. De'ein ish boin al demei karka. Why does Rambam say to us that money coming, emanating from karka? If potter balkochel tzachlein, it must be do mishum. The chivin da tashlumin heim chalifei hakarka sheziku. Since the money is payment for the karka that was damaged, the nezek hakarka hu ikar chiyuvay, and the chiyuv is that you damaged my property. Im kain ikar chiyuv shvuasoy hu rak benezek hakarka. The shvuah is really, even though it's on money, but it's because of the damage which is done to my property. Money coming from a tviya of karka, that's called karka, there's no shvur. That must be pshat in the Rambam. Simple pshat in the Rambam, makes sense. Who heard it already? Who said I heard? The linya chiyav shvur, you heard it already? You understand? I still don't get it. The linya chiyav shvur, tzrichim anu ladin be'ikel v'haschalas ha'chiyuv. When it comes to shvur, you have to look at the beginning of the chiyuv. Im ischayav al zeh shvur, im loin. I say, you owe me two pieces of land. You say, you owe me one piece of land. Right? You owe me damage for two. I say, I owe you damage for one. So since we're talking about the land, you gotta look, there is no taina. The land. You're right, the money coming from the land, but it's all about the land that starts it off. That's considered shkaka, your potter. V'chein ha-tayne v'ha-kfir v'ha-ido ha-kol b'yisoyt v'ha-tchol ha-schiyuvoy. V'ha-kein b'dmei kaka, kivin d'ik ha-chiyuv hu hefsed ha-kaka, v'ha-tashlumin ha-vi-chalifei ha-kaka, it's instead of the land, im kein les vei b'ik ha-chiyuv din shvur, ein ka-chiyuv shvur gam al-tashlumin. Ma-she-enkel in yikir mit shvur, d'ik ha-din kfirah she-bezeh, who made in gzeilas mamoin? Why by carbon shvur am I chayv a carbon? Because I stole money from you, not because I lied. Because by lying, I steal money.
Yeah,
in Cain, ain din otolu klal biyosoid vatcholas achiyuv, rak beachiyuv tashlumin shel ato he shecholak viras vegzeilosoy. V'chol shatzuz lemizde gviya gabe ato he metaltlin leichbus lan klal biyachiyuv mashu v'chayv a carbon shvur. Word for word, I didn't take anything out. What's Reb Chaim saying?
I don't understand.
Except you're a smart guy. If you don't understand Reb Chaim, I mean, what's going on?
Because in the case of swearing on land, he's saying that the money that comes from land is land.
Correct. Since why? Because the chiyuv by moedah b'mitzvas. Wait, I'll explain you. The chiyuv by moedah b'mitzvas is my taina and your haidah. So that's on land. So you're right, we're discussing money, but it's all on the land. I say two, you say one.
The ikar
Correct.
But where's the mamon coming from?
But korban shvuah. No, korban shvuah is because I lied on the shvuah, and by lying, I just took away your stuff. The lying on the shvuah is the gzeilas mamon. So then, who cares where it comes from?
Because he's saying with the korban shvuah, the obligation doesn't start until you lie in the shvuah.
Correct. Correct. So there's no taina and kvira.
The other obligation.
There's kvira, there's haida. Right.
But the taina is on the land.
Right. That's the thing. That's the word.
I'm being punished for the shvua, and the shvua starts long after we argue about the land.
Correct. The shvua is the gzeilas mamon. Who cares what the shvua is from? That's the gzeilas mamon. Masha'en came by moed of a mitzvah. The shvua comes for the kvira on the land and the taina on the land. And therefore, that is kaka, and this is mamon. That's his chilik between shvua and korban shvua. Understand it? You don't understand. I mean, it's written black and white. I'm not adding anything on. What?
I understand what he's saying. I just don't think I fully understand the distinction.
So how does a 14-year-old kid that goes through a prime and learns in class, how does he understand it?
Why, you can understand the words.
I don't understand the words. What? As your kids, they can learn in ninth grade. Yeah, they all go through Chaim, they all think they know it. I still don't understand.
Why was going from the carbon back then? Oh, you stole the money from the guy. Why can't it just be? Why is it any denominator? The carbon shvuah.
Is what? It's because you lied to Sheker.
I know. Fine. Why do you have to go there and say? And since the claim comes from the.
That's why you don't say that.
Stealing. Who cares about the stealing?
But what is it on? Carbon shvuah is because you lied to Sheker. Lied what? And what's wrong with the shvuah Sheker? That you stole from him money. That's why you bring a carbon. Pasuk says, because you stole money. How did you steal money? By lying. So it's irrelevant if it comes from land or doesn't come from land. There's no taina and tvira. The shvuah by Moedim Mitzvahs is taina, tvira. I admit it, not many. That's the chiyah shvuah. Chiyah comes from because you stole. What did you steal? By lying, a shvuah, you stole. So it's irrelevant if the lying is from land or not land. That the chilas chiyuv doesn't start until I lie. At that point, it's only mominous.
And when I do damage to land?
What?
And when I do damage to land, it's the same thing.
No, you could say that the...
No, but the chiyuv is not the damage to land. The shvua is on the tvi and the taina. You did two, I did one. The might have mixed us with the chiyuv shvua.
The same way they make a false shvua, I'm causing a monetary loss. When I blow up your backyard...
Yeah, but I'm not. But my shvuah is not because I caused you monetary loss. The shvuah is because I say two and you say one.
Yeah, so
that's on land.
The shvuah is emanating from the claim.
Yeah, I know, and that claim is land. The shvuah is because of the taina and the haidah.
The only thing I can see is that it's one step removed. But at the end of the day, everything starts with the land and starts with your claim.
By carbon shvuah, you're asking, or by chiyuv shvuah?
Both.
By chiyuv shvuah, I understand it's clearly on the land.
One step removed.
Right. And once I move it, it doesn't start. That's his point. It does because he's busy with that. Because he's going to explain like that. Then Rambam arrive it as well. That's the next Rambam. Again, but the main point is, I by Korban Shavuot I still understood it.
Had he not taken the Shavuot, this is Kofar Bakol.
Correct.
Right. So there would have been. So no, there would have been nothing.
There's voluntary
it's voluntary Shavuot.
Right.
Yeah.
So the fact. So now that he swore.
So he stole now. What did he steal? The fact that he swore. That's a gzeilas mamon. Who cares where it comes from? The korban shvuah is lying b'sheker. Lying b'sheker is stealing money. Who cares where it comes from? That itself is an act of stealing. That's the tchilas achiyuv. Masha'en came by...
Because I was mazik the land.
No, the shvuah is not because I was mazik the land. Shvuah is because I was meida on half what you tain it.
No, not the korban. The shvuah that I made.
Oh, the shvuah by the korban shvuah? So I know, so who cares? But the chiyuv.
The chiyuv shvuah.
But the chiyuv shvuah, is on moed mitzvahs.
Because I was mazik the land.
Yeah.
Whereas the korban shvuah doesn't matter whether I was
correct.
Mazik the land
correct.
Or not.
You're explaining your kind. Yes. Yeah, that's right. By shvuah, the chiyuv is because I'm mazik the land. More than that, I'm moed to your taina of mazik the land. So that's a chiyuv. That's a shvuah on land. That's a shvuah on moed. That's already in his boy nakakos. My shaking my korban shvuah. It's because I.
The carbon is because I.
The carbon is because I lied in the shvuah.
Nothing to do with land anymore. It's because I lied in the shvuah.
That's the difference between shvuah and carbon shvuah. I hear that svara. I do hear that svara. That's what Chaim says. Okay, we'll take him. Let's go further. What he says. He said, "Wait a second." He says, "Chaim, the problem is that the Rambam uses the svara of oines umefata not just by carbon shvuah." by person, but even by a moide b'mitzas. Huh? See what he says? Listen what he says. He says, for example, if a person says, right, odasto oisi, right? A person tells omrulai, a woman goes over to a man, a girl goes over to a man, and you are ma'anis me, you rape me, correct? So, oines means, you chayif to pay, what do you chayif to pay? Knas, fine. You gotta pay sheves, ripui, boishes, pagam, which is the damage done to the person, and tsar. And he says, no. It was willingly.
I seduced you.
It wasn't rape. It wasn't rape. This was, what they called, it was voluntary. You agreed, right? So if I'm only chayef, pagam, whatever, not maybe chayef pagam, or I'm not chayef de pagam either, but maybe bush, whatever.
No tsar.
So I'm a moide b'mitzas on the damages. Moide b'mitzas. Says the Rambam, if you're a moide b'mitzas, you make shvu d'raisa. Shvu d'raisa. Omo loy. Look in Pernay B'shula. Omo loy. Onasta oisi. Vuoyme loy ki elo pititi. Hareze nishva shvu esatayra. Al demei hatzar. The tsar is the shvu. I'm admitting on Boishe Subagam. I don't know why paying Boishe Subagam by Mefata. I guess there is. Mefata don't pay Gam because she's a young girl. So the Gam there is. Damage there is. That you have to pay. That you're admitting. But Tsar you're denying. You got to make a Shavua on Tsar. Like somebody says, oh, I give me 100. I only admit to 50. Whatever. But Gam, Boishe Subagam, you're admitting to. That's fine. But Tsar, I'm denying. Yeah. But you might have admitted us on the other part. So you pay. Moide mitzvah, you make a shvu on the tzar. That's what Rambam says. Hareze nishva shvu es toira al demei tzar. Umshalom boishu begam, shavayit mitzvah zetayne kumoishu zbaib b'mkoymoi. Comes along with Chaim and says, wait a second. This is a shvu es toira on the person. Right? It's not a carbon shvu. It's on the person itself. On the nezek, right? You moide mitzvah on the person itself. So it's on the person itself. Ein ish boi no kakois. Why do you say there's a shvu of moide mitzvahs? It's on the person, ein ish boi no kakois. That's Reb Chaim's question. In other words, I gave a good svara, it's a difference between carbon shvu and chiyuv shvu. This is on the actual emanating from it, and here it's on the lying, and that's therefore it's takaka. But here it's money emanating from the person. So that's like money emanating from the karka. So why chayev shvu the rights of by the mitzvahs? That's the Chaim's question. Yes, question?
Is this really more than a mitzvahs?
The Gemara says it is more than a mitzvahs.
This case is.
I think the Gemara says this case. Yeah.
The typical more than a mitzvahs, you know.
What's the difference?
You say two and I say one.
Okay.
Here,
I'm you chayev me three claims and I'm more than two claims and denying one.
But here, they're not.
It's a different act.
But right, exactly.
So here, what?
But here's one act. They just argue. The
what do you mean? I say you owe me. Two halvois, and you're made it to one halvois. That's made a mix.
Everyone is agreeing, right, that both the man and the girl both agree, right, that something happened. Right? Nobody's arguing that. Whether it was a consensual or was a force.
Well,
so, in terms of, that's not a motive and mix us, it's
different act. Right. It's kaif on one and made on something else.
It's the same act, it's just whether it's consensual or not. And
I am.
And the money claim just flows from that, but it's not.
I'm not moida one part and denying another part of the same claim. It's like tano chitim b'hoi le b'sarim. It's tano chitim b'hoi le b'sarim. That's your question.
Meaning they're not...
Because the only difference is tsar.
Right, that's just an outgrowth.
No, it's not. It's the only difference. It's the same act. That's the only difference.
It's because it's not the same act. If you do an act in a way that causes tsar... That's one thing. If you do the act in a way that doesn't cause tzar,
it's a different act.
That's
it's
mitzvah.
See, I
only did part of the act.
No, yeah, it's his question. It's a whole different act. It's not by the mitzvahs. Debatable. Okay, I'm not arguing the Rambam. The Rambam holds that's by the mitzvahs. Comes on the Chaim and says, wait a second. But the chiyuv, the money coming from it, is emanating from the person. So why is that? So that's not from lying. That's from the person. So why is that by the mitzvahs? Says the Chaim, this is even less. says Reb Chaim that it depends on the type of money emanating from the.
No,
he said like this. Says Chaim, the Rambam holds, that's what Rambam clearly says. Money coming from damage to a field is considered kaka. Right? That's called kaka. He says, why? Because the tchilas chiyuv is the damage on the field. Damage on the field is the tchilas chiyuv. So even though right now we're arguing on money, that's called kfirah shivir kakos. That's his whole chiddush, right? The tchilas chiyuv, where does the chiyuv start? On the karka. So therefore money coming, even though right now we're discussing money, I say you owe me 2,000, you say you owe me 1,000, but the chiyuv started on the karka. If the chiyuv started on the karka, that's kfirah shivir kakos. You write it's money, that's where the chiyuv started. Says Reb Chaim, chavolois, paying a person damage done to a person, since when you hurt somebody else, you pay tsar, sheves, ripui, boishes. Says Reb Chaim, sheves is only grumma, right? So why am I paying that? Right? Why am I paying that? Says Reb Chaim, the chiyuv doesn't start from the damage that I caused the person. The chiyuv is a new chiyuv tashlumin. I don't know what he called it for. I don't know what he means.
It's not like a loan.
Wait. He said like this. All nezek that I cause on your property, the chiyuv started from the hurting the property. Nezek on the karka, so the chiyuv money starts from the damage done to the karka. Paying for a person's pain, or even the fact that I was mazik a person, that chiyuv does not start at the act of damage. V'haraya, I pay sheves. Sheves is only grama. So he calls that a chiyuv tashlumin. It only starts later on chiyuv tashlumin. Therefore he says, all chavolois is a money, if not the person. That's his chiddush. But after he established, he holds the pashas. After he established that the main thing you have to look at, that when do I say money coming from kaka is kaka, he's made the chilek, the first chilek between carbon shvua and shvua itself. Why? Because shvua, the chiyuv is the actual land, and carbon shvua, it only starts afterwards. That's where the chiyuv starts, at the time of swearing, that's the money dik chiyuv, not a karka dik chiyuv. Once he understands, he got us used to thinking like that, so he says, I can say the same swara between damage done to a land, whereby I say the money coming from the damage, that started at the damage done to the land, therefore, that's called land. As opposed to damage done to a person, the chiyuv doesn't start when I damage the person, it starts only afterwards. V'haraya, sheves, clearly only starts afterwards, because the damage at the time to the person is only grama. So since that starts afterwards, all damage done to a person only starts afterwards. If it only starts afterwards, that's not a person chiyuv, that's only a mamonis. Therefore, the Rambam says, you make a shvuah mighty mitzvah. So the main thing you want to look at is where does the chiyuv start? Does it start at the time of the damage? Kaka, you have that. By person damage, you don't have that. And if the Rambam says over here, it's not considered mighty, it's considered mighty mitzvah. That's a svara. You agree to that svara? I don't even understand that svara so much, but let's read it inside. Again, let's read it inside. I'll add a question, here. Look over here, number 9a. Ochei nira. Dine. Kol chayvel b'chaveiloi. Every time you damage a person, you chay five things. The gambit tzav u'boishes. V'ha tzav u'boishes. Let's move nezik momen klal. U'mekom u'kem ischay b'tashlumim. Asher zeu rak zeres ha'kosve b'chavolis. She'ischay b'tashlumim. Af loy nezik momen. U'lefi zeh nira. 9b. The gambit nezik cholav din chavolis. Mishan niske momen. The bishan niske momen. By karka, for example. Ike chiyuvoi hu amomen atzmoi shev sidoi. Umachmas chiyuv ze hu shemeschai betashlumin.
That's compensation.
That, I don't say compensation without having to say that. No. Shame.
The money that you caught.
Correct. But the chiyuv starts at that time of damage. Shame chalifei memoinoi shev sidoi.
What does that mean?
Not that Machne Frayim says that you have to compensate a person. And no. Don't say restoration. That's the restoration. Compensation. Compensation. Right. It's money, but it's compensation of what I did. The chiyuv starts then, it's compensation. Even though it's money, compensation, but it starts from there.
It can't be restoration.
It's not restoration. Right. No. It doesn't go with that. It's compensation, but it started at the time of the damage. So therefore he says, by karka, it's compensation, but it starts at the karka. So even though it's money, that's kviyas shiva kakois. Mash'ein kein b'chavales, read this 9c. Hascholas chiyuvoi hu betashlumin atzman. What does that mean? What does the word mean? I don't know what he means. He says, the chiyuv by damaging a person is not compensation. Hu betashlumin atzman. I don't know what he means even. Comes later on.
Meaning?
The chayvosa atoira mach meshiva and nezek mizir sakos with the chavales. Uki chiyuv with the tzav boishes. Ken gam chiyuv with the nezek. The chiyuv tashlumin hu hatcholas chiyuvoi. That's what he says. And therefore he says, number 11, Vash alkein le'inyan adin did me karka dasa rambam gedino ke karka denish boin alein cholik di me karka medin chavolis de be karka de chiyuvoi bo machmas etzem amam and shifsidoi compensation from the land alkein at hashlumi shechlipi etzem a karka dinim karka denish boin alein amdirik vik chiyuvoi chalashu mele nifter mash enke be chavolis dat cholas chiyuvoi heima at hashlumin gam beloi chiyuv etzem amam and shifsid du kumoshe kisavde de shove chiyuvoi de nezik chiyuvoi de tzav boishes. Benimmt sie die Gufa Chavala, loi chashive rake dover hamavio, li dei chiv tashlumin. Yeah, you have to damage the person, that's going to cause you to pay the money. But it's not compensation.
I think.
That's what you mean. Saying that's in between that and that.
If,
yeah.
If I go to someone's land and destroy it, right? So I could see land's worth $1 million yesterday. Today it's worth 50 cents. So I could put a price on it.
So it's all from the land.
Right. If I break somebody's arm, I can't put a price. There's no monetary value. We could make up. So we can look at indirect things, unemployment, the pain.
Correct, but it's also nezek. But it's also nezek.
But there's no money value.
Nezek. How much is it worth less?
I think it's worth time. What he's saying is, for some of them, Sheves, you can't even calculate it.
Correct.
Boshes.
Correct. So he said, because of that, then even the nezek part is only started later on.
It's not from the person.
That's what he says.
But I can't put a value on somebody's arm.
You could, but he says,
no,
the chiyuv doesn't...
Indirectly.
Yeah, oh, he says, because I did it, I'm chayav to pay.
It was a diamond cutter, and now he was able to make $1 million a year, and now he can't do it anymore. That's an indirect assessment.
Correct. So therefore, the bond... I got it. So therefore he says, by karka, even money from karka, it's only monetary claim, but that's
direct
from this. Mashekin damaging someone, even though it's on the person. The rabbi had a question, chaval to shtayim achas, why is there shvua? It doesn't make sense. If what's in between that and karka? No, because by a person, yes. If I wanted to damage the person, I wouldn't have to pay the money. But the chiyuv money is not direct from the person, only starts later, and therefore that's only money, the chiyuv, it's not a kaka, and therefore it is a shavua.
It only starts later from Xerus HaKasa.
No, from
Xerus HaKasa. Yeah, however, that's what he said.
Yeah, that's Xerus HaKasa.
Because without the pasuk, you don't even know how to deal with it.
What do you mean? You have to pay nezek.
What nezek?
Nezek! You destroyed his arm. Go to the market. See how much it's worth.
That's labor that comes from your arm.
No, there's also nezek besides labor. Shevet
Yivu
Boishes. Besides Sasha.
Yeah, how do you value nezek? What do you be sold on slavery?
Yeah, so.
That's the labor that you get from the arm. It's not the arm. The arm has no.
I'm not saying that's Vora. You're not saying that's. I hear what he's saying. No, maybe that is what he's saying.
What? It has a value.
I hear. You're saying. So therefore. I got it. He's saying. The bottom line is that by land, the money at the end of the day is a direct reference to the land. So therefore, even if it's only money, Rama holds that's considered Shivat Kakois. Masha'in Kein, Chavolis of a person, right? Even though it's a person, that he calls the Xer Sakasa. You say it's not exact thing. I say it only starts later on, because everything starts later on.
It doesn't happen at the event. It happens after.
That's what he says.
He's more than that. An arm has no, that is no intrinsic, has an infinite intrinsic value.
But in other words, it's only calculated afterwards. It's not the actual thing.
That you could do with your arm. Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying,
take it home, discuss it, analyze it, tell me how what he says.
The amount of money to start dealing with. The whole idea of compensation at that Where's that coming from? It's coming from the puzzle. Without that, how else are you going
to... What do you mean?
What are you going to do? I chopped off your arm. Now what?
How much is it worth less? How much is it worth?
No.
Why is it not worth
maybe
it?
It's not a money thing. Maybe.
Why not?
That's it.
No, no.
I don't know.
Sar, I agree. That's clearly not the value of the arm, right? That's a new cheshbon, a new
Xerxes custom. U.S. system. You shop up, you assault, you go to jail. There's no money on that.
Sure.
No. Yeah. No. Okay.
How much a person worth?
You go to jail. You're making $20 million a year, right. And now I can't do it anymore.
Right. Okay.
It's going to be a civil case.
I guess.
Hey, look, by the way, just to show you a number, Nachum explains it a little bit shorter, number 11b. Ubehem shemitvorot kosov agrach lechalek, bein tviyas nezikin lechavolos. Dileinya nezikin, shoydesh chiyuboy, hu lahashlim es hakaka. Mashenke bechavolos, ein achiyuv lahashlim es hanezek, elo chiyuv tashlumin ba'almo. Don't know what that means, but okay.
It's
a din tashlumin. It's not a din coming from the kaka or coming from the person. Got it?
I assume at the end of the day you have to go back and compensate for restoration.
No, that's the easy way to do it. Okay.